102. If you could be your great-granddaughter's age today, would you? I don't know. I don't think I would, because even as poor as we were and didn't have very many clothes, the clothes that my mother made us and one or two pairs of shoes out of the whole year, I had a wonderful childhood. I was far luckier than Martin and Hazel and Walt and Robert were, especially Martin and Hazel. They had a pretty rough time growing up and education and stuff. And just everything was a lot harder on them. They had to work real hard. Hazel had to help Mom out a lot with the washings and ironing and cooking. I learned to cook when I was in about the fourth, fifth grade, I learned how to cook. And then when I got to be in the eighth grade and stuff like that, I would cook for my brother because he worked up at Triumph Mines, so I did some cooking for him. So I don't know. I don't think it's so much faster. The kids are growing up so much faster nowadays, becoming young adults a lot quicker. I do not like, we didn't have drugs and all the other bad things when I was growing up. In fact, I was in my 20s before we even started seeing hippies and the pot and stuff, and never did know for quite a long while much about crack and pot and all the bad things, because I was very well protected. I led a protected life and pretty much from things. And it's good in the way that Chris and Katie and Katie is teaching the girls, allowing them to see my incision where I had a feeding tube, and explain different things to them, and so they aren't squirmish or anything, or see some blood or something like that, they aren't going to faint. I would say that Katie and Chris, you are bringing your granddaughters up beautifully.